Hey, what's going on? Welcome to another episode of The Pod. It's your boy B. I got Country, Aaron, Michelle, Heather, Soul, and my boy Mike Tate. Let's get it.
Live from all over the country. It's The Pod. The Pod. The Podcast. Coming at you right now.
Hey, yo.
We are back.
With a group chat. This is the first ever group chat that we're doing. Shout out to everybody that showed up tonight.
Big middle finger to the other people who dissed us.
Well, we lost one because Jack was late again.
Hey, man, I had to handle business, bro. It wasn't nothing like fuck the podcast. It was like, it needed to be handled. It was what it was.
Don't let them lie.
Shut the fuck up, Michelle. I ain't bring you on here to troll my ass, Michelle. Like, what the fuck?
All right, so check it out. If you're in a relationship, do you consider it cheating if your girl hooked up with another girl while y'all are together? Or a guy, if you know, we have females in the room, so if your boyfriend hooked up with another guy, do you consider that cheating?
Well, that's wild, though. First of all, you need to leave him.
That is a little wild.
Nah, I don't think it's cheating if a girl hooks up with another girl, man. I would not be jealous of that at all.
First of all, 100% cheating. My girl is not hooking up with no other chicks while we're together. That's the ultimate disrespect, right? It's still affection to another person, right? So very selfish when it comes to women. Like, I don't want my woman with anybody in general. So whether it's a male or female, that is 100% cheating.
Okay, but if she hooked up with another girl and then invited you in with her.
Well, listen, you gotta put that in a fine print. That wasn't a part of the
question. That was not the question.
I'm just asking. She had to test the waters first.
To me, that's like, hey, if you're okay with it, I'm okay with it. That's a respect thing. And it's like, if I say yes, then it's not, you know, then that's a mutual decision that we make. That's a respect. But like, nowadays, you just don't know. I mean, she's like, oh, I know, I'm sorry. I hooked up with a chick and she gave me the name. And then I go and do some research. And then I go find, you know, so-called Bethany. And Bethany's like, my name's Peter, but I identified as Bethany then, and that's different. You know what I mean? I'll be pissed off about that type of shit. You know what I'm saying?
I get it now. Yeah.
That's different. Like, nowadays, we have to be careful what we, say who's a woman, who's a man. But
very true.
So let's say they went on a girls' trip, right? And she hooked up with one of her friends. I would rather her hook up with one of her friends than hook up with another dude on a girls' trip.
I mean, of course,
absolutely.
But you still don't want it, though.
That, again, it wasn't the question. Of course, you'd rather hook up with someone on a girls' trip than not be a guy than a girl. Yeah. Right? Like, everything has to have some context. We have to put context to the whole situation. So the question is it cheating? That's the question. Yes, it's cheating. Do I care? Is the question you guys want to address. Yes, it's cheating. Do I care? Maybe, maybe not. What's the context of this? Did we discuss before we started dating that you like to get drunk and hook up with girls? Am I 25 or am I 35? Like, these are all things that, you know, we have to talk about. So 10 years ago, I wouldn't have cared. Right now, I'm like, oh, you like to get drunk every week and go hook up with random girls at the bar. This is probably not the right thing for me, right? So is it cheating?
You know, and become at home bringing gingivitis back home and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, if the question, you know, I think the unanimously, if the girl's like, you know, would you care if I brought this chick that I'm hooking up with home? Like, that's a unanimous yes. We're not going to sit here and fight about that. So
at first, when I got this question, I was like, of course, like, absolutely not. Like, my girl isn't hooking up with another girl. And then my straight friends were like, Heather, that's not what it means. So if my girl hooked up with another girl, I consider it cheating. However, I recently got divorced, and prior to my divorce being finalized, I did start dating somebody, and obviously we've done stuff. So I'm like on the thing, but if any girl I dated were to hook up with a man, hard no. Like, you even kiss it, I'm like, no, I'm done. Like, your past is your past. Like, I have kissed a dude in my past. Like, it is what it is. But like, if I'm dating, if I look at a girl and she's kissing a dude, I'm done. I'm like, I'm good. And that's just me personally. Yeah.
So the girl that you recently broke up with, or you said you're with her, right?
No, my ex-wife. I just got divorced.
Congratulations.
I'm already dating somebody. And serve her wine. She lives in Colombia. She doesn't speak English.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Damn, I'm jealous.
Hey, that's the best kind, right? That's the best kind. You need to find me a girl that don't speak English.
And your girl just goes like that. Can you, if she can cook a lot and cook well, and she goes like this?
Yeah.
And we're like this. That's the extent of the communication.
Or wait, Heather, do you... Do you go to Colombia to see her, or is she able to come here?
Oh no, no. So I went on a trip to South America to meet another girl in Chile, and I decided to go to Colombia before Chile, and I met her, and we just clicked and everything there. And then I met Chile girl, and she was psychotic. So
She just skipped over America. She says, forget America.
Yeah,
I'm going overseas at this point because my luck in America does not work.
Women are softer down there.
Yeah, listen, I'll tell you what. No, the foreign women will take care of their man and be proud of it. A lot of times, these Americanized women, no offense to, I'm just saying in general.
Talk your talk, man. Let's go.
No, do it.
I'm just saying, it's like this whole thing where like it's like I ain't no stay at home mom. I ain't, this ain't old fashioned. This is 1950. I ain't no Susie homemaker. It's like, well then you go to work. I'll stay home. I'll watch the kids. I'll raise the kids. I'll cook. I'll take care of the house. That is the most important job in this life, is raising a household and raising a family and making sure everything's good at home. That's the most important job you can possibly have in this world. And it's like, all right, I'll do it then. You know what I'm saying? The whole idea of all that, like that ain't me. Oh, you're sexist. You're this, that. Like, I'm not sexist. I'll stay home and do, you know what I mean? I'll be putting on Miss Rachel. I'll be running around and be like, whatever is needed. Mike, wow. You know what I'm saying? Mike, whatever's needed.
Tell me something that you think is true that almost nobody agrees with you on. And I'm going to start with Aaron.
You should not refer your friend's business when they start a business. I'm going to give you a couple examples. As I always hear everybody, oh, I just started a business. Share my page. Recommend me. When people start businesses, typically they have no idea what they're doing, or they start a craft, or they start a service. They have no idea what they're doing. They're figuring it out. You go to a new barber. He does a good job on your hair, but he's new. You recommend him to someone else. He doesn't know how to cut everybody's hair. Your friend goes, he fucks his hair up. You're in trouble. I see a lot of people recommending businesses and a lot of people having bad experiences. And if I do that, my name's behind it. And now I look like an asshole.
So I'm going religious, like hard topic. I think Jesus was gay.
Oh my God.
No, hear me out.
We are definitely
getting nobody agree with you on that one.
It was fun while lasting, guys. I'm going to go ahead.
Hear me out on this.
Oh my goodness.
Let her talk.
All right.
I got to hear this one, Heather.
Okay. Jesus. He's a man. He's a virgin. He doesn't have sex. He has bread and wine with 12 dudes. And his best friend is a prostitute. And he does, like, witchcraft, basically. Please tell me a straight man that does that. What straight man is sitting at a table with 12 dudes in dresses doing bread and wine?
I was thinking more like, how is witchcraft a characteristic of homosexuality? That's what I was thinking.
Man.
That's a lesbian thing, so we can even pull that out. That's a whole lesbian thing, which...
I feel like when this show comes out, somebody's going to throw a jar of holy water at me or some shit, man. Like, this is bad.
I mean...
I've never felt uncomfortable, and it takes a lot. This is very...
I did warn him.
I think you're talking about Jesus.
Yeah, it's definitely Jesus.
No, I truly feel like Jesus definitely had... I'll even give him bisexual, but he was not a straight man. There's no way.
I don't think he needed to have sex. I don't even think he needed to identify as anything. He was just like, I am everything. I am the gay. I am the not gay. I am the lesbian. I'm the not lesbian. I am the straight. I am the not straight. You know what I'm saying? The alpha and omega, you know?
I mean, I honestly, personally don't believe in Jesus. I think that's worse than what Heather said. So if you thought you were getting killed,
I don't know if that's worse.
I don't believe in it.
I know a lot more atheists than I do know people that think Jesus was a homosexual. This is just awkward silence.
Yeah, man, I'm not doing it.
You got to believe in Jesus to think that he's homosexual.
I just personally don't know any straight man who would do that. Like, I've really looked into it. I grew up super religious. Let's put the background. I grew up super, like, Southern Baptist school. Like, basically, when I came out, like, my parents were like, you're done. Like, I'm going to hell, all that. So, I'm more spiritual than religious. Like, there's things I believe in the Bible, and there's things I don't. Like, I believe the Bible has fables. Like, I don't believe someone was in the belly of a whale for 3 days. Like, it's physically impossible. But I do see the way Jesus lived, and I'm like, bro.
What if Jesus, he was just kicking it with the homies, right? What if he was just with the boys, right? Having wine. Like, I don't feel like there's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, priests do this, right? Yeah. Priests hang out with other priests, right?
Oh, let's not talk about priests, though. They do a lot of
I didn't want to spin it off into something else, man. That's why I kind of held my tongue.
Yeah, all I'm saying, Heather, though, if you want to keep going on with this topic, you might want to turn off that ceiling fan and move out from underneath it.
Some Final Destination because, shit about to happen.
Do you know what I'm saying? I don't believe in
that shit literally almost made me forget about the topic I was going to say, man. I was like, holy shit, dude.
Yeah, right?
Heather.
There it is. What?
Is it cold in there?
Oh, no. It's actually really hot. I just have nipples, okay?
We can't tell.
I paid for these, so I'm not going to wear a bra. I paid a lot of money for boobs, so I'm never gonna wear a bra day in my life.
You should never wear a bra.
Let me ask you a question then.
Ask away.
Are you a believer in having sex while you're on your period? So if your man wants to have sex with you while you're on your period, are you letting him or absolutely. Are you telling him to wait?
No. Man. Absolutely.
That shit is nasty.
I don't know any chick that would have said no. I mean, that would
have
said
no. Well, then that's one way to turn a period into an exclamation point, ain't it?
Exactly.
Yo, Mike is wild, yo. Mike is a wild boy.
Right. I don't need a murder scene in my bedroom.
Nah.
Oh, come on. Put the plastic down. Put a tarp down. Come on.
Hey,
man.
I'm with it.
It doesn't usually make a mess while you're doing it. It's after.
I'm not trying to pull out and see. You know what I mean? Like, I like.
Oh, I'll eat it. I mean? I will straight up eat it. Not care. Blood on my face, call me a carnivore, could care less.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, all right.
I was going to go ahead and have a nice meal after this, but...
I'm glad I already ate.
Fuck.
You would eat your girlfriend out on her period?
Yeah, I have. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Oh, my. I mean, wow, that's crazy.
Oh, you would be just like, oh, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to do it.
I've had people be like, no, I'm on my period. And I'm like, okay, you're going to take like nickels. Like, I'll be fine.
Yo, see, I like you, Heather.
Really?
Like
that's awesome.
Thank you.
When you eat a girl out on her period, do you remove the tampon or do you keep it in? Do they keep it in?
No, I'll remove it. Why am I going to keep the tampon? I don't know. In there too.
I'm trying to figure it out. Never heard about anybody.
Man, dude, where did this go?
I'm curious. It ain't like
can
I would do
can
it.
Can you repeat
I'm
that?
Curious about it. Like, how? What's the process?
B-Rock's taking notes. Can you repeat that?
Like, vagina hole?
B-Rock, you should not be doing that at this stage in your life, dude. You should not be doing that.
Never too old to learn, Jack. Never too old to learn, baby.
Well, y'all fucking go ahead and take a class on that shit, man. That's a class I'll definitely skip.
So wait, if you guys are talking to a girl, you meet a girl, she lets you hit the first night, do you guys look at her any differently? Like,
or you still give it an equal chance? I always hit on the first night, women. I'm not even going to lie. 90% of the hit on the first night.
Do you carry the strap with you?
I don't strap. No. I'm not a strap girl.
She don't live in the city. She don't live in the city. She don't feel threatened.
So Heather, what's your go-to then?
Just my mouth and my hands, and I'm good.
Damn, what you beatboxer?
Same time.
Yeah, it has to be the same time.
I got you.
Exclusive news. I've never been strapped my whole life. Never been strapped.
So, Heather, have you been with a man before?
Yes, I actually used to work in the porn industry, so yes.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Elaborate. Was it like the home video jam where you would just like, you know, set up in your room? Or was it like you went to a location like and there was a couch? Somebody was like, hey, you know.
No, we're talking about like agency, like Hustler, Reality Kings, Bang Bros, like big names.
Huh. Never heard of them.
Yeah. I'm not going to look you up later, Heather, I promise.
It's not under the name Heather. I was very, very young.
I promise I'm not looking up Heather Hot Mess.
It's not under on. Heather Hot Mess at all. It's a whole different name. So I have like a whole different persona, but I retired in 2012.
Would you rather have more time or more money? And we'll start with Michelle.
I want more time because money comes and goes, but the time that you get with somebody or something.
Hey, good answer. Hey, about time.
Hey, Michelle, you might have found yourself a man right there, girl. Hey, check your inbox. Right? Check your inbox after. Yeah, it's coming.
All right. We'll go with Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
Definitely time. I'm a huge, I think about it all the time. I would rather have time. And it's like, you know, you can never, money can't buy time, but time can give you some money.
I disagree.
Disagree?
I disagree. My money buys me time every single
year. Yeah, I mean, I know where he's going with that. I know.
Money can definitely buy you time. I'm talking about like time. Like, I got all the freedom in the world as far as like on my day to day, I can do whatever I want. As far as like, you know, because, you know.
Why can you do whatever you want?
Because I pretty much run a company and
you have enough money.
You make money.
Because you have enough money to.
It's not even about, I leveraged my time to earn my money. You know what I'm saying? Like, but what I'm saying is like, so that got me free time. So my money is just a tool in order for me to have free time for what I do, what I want to do, not what I have to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But if you didn't have that money,
you would have. What
I said, it's not like I'm sitting on a whole bunch of money that I don't have to work again. It's that I put myself in a position where like the business works for me. Like it's like, and it's just like on autopilot kind of thing. You know what I mean?
No, I'm not grilling you. I know where you're coming from because I own a business too. And one of the reasons I moved to her. One of the reasons I moved where I moved to is because I own a seasonal business. I saw a lot of people making money in a 4-month period, taking off the other 8. So I get about, seven, 8 months to take off. But the only reason I can do that is because I have enough money from the summer in order to be able to take that time.
So you're a commercial fisherman then, probably, then, right?
No, I own a beach rental. I own a beach rental business. But I also, for me too, like I like to still do stuff with my time, and it's not a lot of people know what to do with time. So a lot of people get uncomfortable with too much time too. So I think I'd rather have more money because I think I can leverage that to give myself some more time if I want.
And I can kind of relate to that because when back in the day when I was younger, I was in a union and I was working crazy hours. I was laid off for like 3 months out of the year, but I'm talking like I would go into work like 4 a.m. Monday, and then come home like Wednesday afternoon with no break, like 36 hours straight. In traffic, doing manual labor, crazy stuff, right? And then when I'm laid off in the wintertime and I didn't have anything to do, I would like get depressed. Like I didn't know what to do myself. I felt like I had no purpose almost. You know what I'm saying? So it's like I can definitely relate to that.
Yeah,
it get you real. Yeah, it absolutely can. But yeah, when I mean like time, I mean like, hey, you got time left on the clock, and then you know what I mean? You're donezo. I mean, nobody on the deathbed was like, I wish I made more money. No, everybody's like, I wish I had more time.
I'm gonna flip it on his head, man. I wish I had more money because when you have more money, you can have the best time. So,
all right, there you go.
That's a fact. Yeah.
Hey. I mean, for me, I'm taking the money too.
Let's go, baby.
I'm taking the money because, like, what's the point of having all this time
if you ain't got no money? I ain't trying to be broke with all this time, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't give me all the time in the world just to be bored and not be able to do shit. Like, that's too much time.
Yeah,
at that
but
point.
You had
give
an option, though. Money. You got time to figure it out. You got it's a decision you make. Who said it earlier? Like, you got a decision to make every day. And that's
Yeah, let me think about what I'm gonna do today. Yeah.
I got all this time in the world, and I have no fucking money to spend it. I'm just gonna lay here.
I mean, we ain't talking about. Listen, like it's either you got money or you're homeless and broke and like blowing dudes for $5. We're talking about like you're in the you are who you are now, and you got time with the money you have and what you're doing now, right? Or you can just have money and then really no time. Like
I probably choose money, but. Money's my comfort. I also love to work. Like, I literally just did a 4-month bid where I did not have a day off for 4 months, and I was doing about 110 hours a week.
Is there 110 hours in a week?
Like, I just signed a 9-year contract. Like, my family, my day family is not
like. That's awesome.
So, like, I'm really good, but I'm very much like, I don't treat babies like babies. Years. Yeah. They love me.
That's awesome. Wait, you signed a 9-year contract?
I did.
Fucking Patrick Mahomes over here.
Heather got the max.
She got the nanny super max.
Yeah, she got the max.
And I'm only word of mouth. Like all my night jobs, like when I'm a night nurse, I do private care. All word of mouth. Like I haven't put in an application in like 3 years and I have a wait list. So I'm just forever busy so I can pick my app. But when I'm off work, I'll go out of town for like a month.
Moving on. Top 10 fast food restaurants. Coming in at number 10, Chipotle.
Love Chipotle.
They had too many recalls at Chipotle for the kid, man. You know what I mean? One too many for me. Anytime they send you like free coupons in the mail for something, you know, because of their previous mistake, I'm good.
And you just come in. What are you just going there and they won't accept your coupon and now you got beef with Chipotle?
No, they were giving out coupons to people for free Chipotle when they had that scare with their food product. So to bring people back, they
well,
were
that's one way to get rid of all the bad products.
Yeah, that's when you know it's bad.
I'm sorry, my food made you sick. So here's more of my food. But this time you just don't pay for it.
Coming in at number 9, Domino's.
I love Domino's. Ugh. Right up the street, man.
Okay, yeah, I fuck with Domino's.
That's not fast food. That's not even food. That's like cardboard and like plastic cheese.
Coming in at number 8, Burger King.
Nope.
Fucking hate it.
Nope.
They paid to be on the list.
Hold on. Heather does not eat red meat, but she'll eat red vagina. Wild. Wild.
That's basically red meat.
Boom. Hey, listen. If you ain't eating meat, you got to get protein some other way, right? Shit.
I eat chicken and turkey. I do eat chicken and turkey.
And fish.
And roast beef.
Come on, man.
Ah! Damn!
Number 7, Subway.
I love Subway. Subway's good.
Subway's good.
I forgot about Subway.
Coming in at number 6, Dunkin'.
I don't consider Dunkin' Donuts like fast food. I consider Dunkin' Donuts like fast coffee and donuts.
Yeah, basically.
Coming in at number 5, Wendy's.
Nope.
Wendy's is not bad. Wendy's isn't bad.
I like spicy chicken nuggets way too much.
Wendy's probably has...
I've got food poisoning 3 times from Wendy's. I cannot mess with Wendy's 3 times, 3 different states.
Their sea salt fries are pretty damn good.
It's called Wendy's because it's like Wendy's fries going to be good. You know what I'm saying? Like they just fell off.
Coming in at number 4, Taco Bell.
Ugh. Yes.
I fucking hate Taco Bell.
Taco Bell makes me sick, bro. Oh. That's the one thing that a lot of people like that I just don't like at all. Like that drunk
food.
You gotta have
time to use the bathroom if you have Taco Bell.
Coming in at number 3, Chick-fil-A.
I love Chick-fil-A.
Coming in at number 2, Starbucks.
What?
That's not food for me.
That's not fast food. That's a bougie coffee place.
Starbucks is like the hospital cafeteria plus coffee.
Here we go. Coming in at number 1.
Drumroll country.
Poisoning your children since 1979.
McDonald's.
It's delicious.
Knew it.
Yeah.
That fucking Ronald McDonald, man. He's undefeated.
I can't eat McDonald's chicken nugget to save my life. Like, you could not pay me at this point to eat a McDonald's chicken nugget. I can't eat
I remember last time I had Never. McDonald's, I woke up in my car at like 4 in the morning coming home from Atlantic City, and I was covered in McGriddle and hash brown wrappers. That was the last time I ate it. I was hammered. Yeah, that was the last time I ate it. I said, all right, this is the wrong direction in my life. I wasn't worried about the bottles on the floor. I was worried about the wrappers. I was like, Mike, you hit an all-time low.
Country, get us out of here.
All right. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Podcav. That's DAPODCAV. Also, make sure to like and subscribe to the YouTube and click them notifications so you'll know when we're dropping new content. And also, keep telling a friend to tell a friend. Keep spreading the word. We appreciate it so much. And listen to us. We're your favorite podcast or stream. Hopefully, we don't get canceled and we're back next week. Back to you, B.
Hey, we appreciate y'all joining us tonight. Mike Tate, let the people know where they can find you at on social.
Mike Tate Music, everything. That's it. And that's T-A-I-T. The N is silent, you perverts. And yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Heather, let the people know where they can find you.
Yeah, give them that porn site too.
My normal stuff, I'm Heather Hot Mess on Instagram and Heather Hot Mess on TikTok.
Is that where we can see you get it in? Or
no, we are not putting that out there yet. That's going to be for a paid podcast.
I have her porn name if you want it. I'll give it to you once.
No, hey, we're not
Michelle, yeah, man. Michelle, let the people know where they can find you at.
Instagram is Michelle Zitmore, and then TikTok is Michelle1.
That's right. Michelle single. She loves chugging beer. Tapping with her.
AB, let the people know, man.
I am that boy AB on all platforms.
There it is.
Right. Damn, bro.
That was easy. Plain and simple.
Yeah, grand opening, grand closing.
Yeah, man.
That's it. Love Not it. Bad. We out of here.